What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion Z Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. So, it's a little different right now. You know, I just got done running 2 miles. It's 7:45 p.m. right now. And honestly, I feel like making a podcast because I wanted to talk to you guys about a word a lot of people throw around, a word that a lot of people don't necessarily follow, you know, and that word is consistency. And I want to kind of break it down from my point of view with what I think it is and how I look at it. So I believe that a lot of people, the reason, like, you might not be consistent. Number one, you're not getting what you want. Okay? It's very difficult to be consistent if you're not getting what you want. So how do we avoid that mistake? Number one, you can't be delusional of where you are. So if you want to get a six pack, but you have like 25% body fat and you go to the gym for like a week and you're like, oh man, like I'm still fat. Like I'm not really seeing results, but you were consistent for a week. Like you have 25% body fat. You can't be delusional. You're not going to get a six pack in 1 week when you've put on that much fat in like a year or two, you know? So number one is realizing where are you, you know? And for me, for example, where I am with my business, when it comes to, that's like the best way I can explain it to you, because I'm always trying to personify the teaching. You know, I've been working out since I was 12, right? And so I got my first coach when I was 22. And I wanted to be massive. I'm like, oh, what's the secret? Well, when I first got my first coach, he's like, yo, you're not even weighing your food out. You're not even tracking your macros. Like, you look good, but like, the reason you're still not gaining the weight you want to gain is because you're not tracking your food, man. So then I started tracking my food and I gained like five to 10 pounds, but I still wasn't this massive, massive creature I wanted to be, because the reality is like, I still didn't have that much time underneath my belt, you know? So consistency, number one, is realizing where you actually are, okay? 1 week is not enough. 2 weeks is not enough. 3 weeks is not enough. Be consistent. And every time that you're inconsistent, you literally take a step back. Like, I want you to think about this. Whenever you're moving forward, when you stop, you never stay stagnant. You are going to go either forward or backwards. Right, you know? So realize if you're not consistent, you're going backwards, especially if you're just starting out. I want you to remember this. You're not going to be that good. You're not. I hate to break it to you, but I love to break it to you. You're not that good yet. You know, I started doing online coaching and realizing that, you know, it was harder for me to talk to people. You know, like, it was really easy for me to train people in person. But why? Because I was doing it since I was like 19. I'm 29 now, you know? And so learning how to market, learning how to promote, learning how to call people, learning how to message people, it's been a learning curve. I'm like, why is this so hard? And I'm like, Alex, you've only been doing this for like a year and a half, 2 years. And so when someone comes and tells me, Alex, I'm not massive or giant or shredded. I'm like, I've only been working out for like 2 years on and off. I'm like, that's how I've been. Oh my God. So realize that the more consistent you are, the better it's going to be for you. All right. The more consistent you keep putting forward one foot in front of the other, even if you don't always see the results you want to see, it's better than going backwards. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you're going to the gym, you're not really seeing what you want to see. Not going to the gym is definitely not going to get you any closer. All right. And that's where you learn to either pivot or you make an adjustment. Like, same thing, but like, you have to adjust. If something's not working, number one, how long have you been doing it for? A week? Give it at least like a month and a half, 2 months. Okay. And if you find yourself 2 months, 3 months down the road, still not getting what you really want from it, then you're lacking something. I want you to know one thing. You don't have all the answers. Like, check your ego. You don't have all the answers. Understand that. And understand another thing. Somebody has the answers that you want. Somebody has the answers to your questions. Somebody has the solution to your problem. It's probably one of the biggest things that I've learned. Someone out there has the solution to your problem. If you're willing to pay them enough money, they're willing to help you. Does that mean everybody that you pay is going to give you the same thing? No. Does that mean every person that you date is going to be the best relationship? No. Does that mean every job that you go for is going to be the best job ever? No. Does that mean every gym you go to is going to be the best gym? No. Is every piece of food you eat going to be the best food ever? No. You try things until you find the one that works best for you. But at least, as long as you're being consistent with your goals, whatever your goal is, whatever your vision is, and you keep stepping in the right direction. If you want to get in shape, not going to the gym is not going to help you get there, even if you don't always know what to do. Being consistent means going and having an idea of what to do. Being consistent is knowing. Also, if you're trying to get in shape, don't drink soda. Don't be eating fast food. Don't be eating sweets. That's a given, right? Be consistent with not eating those things. So there's going to be times where you don't feel like you're making progress. I felt that, trust me. I feel that with entrepreneurship. I believe that's entrepreneurship, you know? But it helps when you have somebody with you that's showing you how to do it. I know it's very difficult when you're doing it by yourself. But if you show up, if you can just tell yourself, just show up. I remember like the first like 3 to 6 months of me waking up at 3 a.m., like it was beneficial, but there's some certain days at one point, like 7 months, 8 months, or more like in the beginning, really much, 3 to 6 months, I was like, bro, what is the point of this? Like, I'm always tired. This is super difficult. Like, what the fuck? Like, why am I doing this? And there's times where I'd see the benefits of it, how my mentality changed, but like I was only doing it for 3 to 6 months. Give it some more time. And now a year later, I'm like, yo, I see how it's racking up. I'm reaping the benefits of the discipline. I'm reaping the benefits of the mindset. I'm reaping the benefits of my character being molded. Okay, so it's been about a year, okay, of being consistent with the 3 a.m. wake up time, you know? And I'm like, damn, okay, now I'm seeing more return on this and realizing that the more you do it, the better results you're going to get. That's a given. If you keep doing it and you don't deviate and you don't go back, you're going to get better results. Sometimes it's just about just not quitting. Literally, it sounds so simple. But quitting means you stop trying. And you'll definitely never get there. I think I've had twice in my life that I thought about quitting business. Because it just got so fucking crazy. But it was just a flawed perspective. Flawed perspective. Stay consistent. And if you need help or coaching advice, you can always send me a message. But stay consistent, my friend. 2024, let's get after it.